The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 11th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
We always say that the best way to water the tree is from the root, but he says that the way that nature actually waters is from the top.
Right from the top, water comes.
By evaporation?
Right. From
the clouds.
By evaporation of the ocean?
Who kept the ocean? What?
By nature.
Then you come to somebody. That is foolishness. The nature is not ultimate. Krishna is the ultimate. Because you cannot see Krishna, therefore you say nature.
Nature is under my control.
Krishna
says nature is under my control.
Yes.
It is just like an equilibrium, Sri Prabhupada. In science, it is called equilibrium.
Yes.
Means it is on and off.
It is called.
It's almost constant.
Chakra. What is that? It's in the Bhagavad Gita, it is. Brahma Chakra. Brahma Chakra. Saddam Khalidam Brahma. That is realization. In every action, there is Brahma. Beginning by eating food grains, you become strong, the animals become strong. Then when you become strong, you perform yoga. And from yoga, there is cloud. And from cloud, there is rain. And from rain, there is food grain. This is the chakra.
Cycle. That is the symptom of material nature.
Yeah. So this yoga means to satisfy the laws. Yajñārtha karma. So when you miss this yoga, then everything becomes disturbed. When you become godless, then the whole thing will be disturbed. And practically also, if you pay income tax, then government arrangement is everything. Nicely going on. And as soon as you stop income tax, the whole thing, there is no finance, there is bias, deficit, there are so many things. So yoga is yajñārtha karma. Everything should be done for the yoga, for Vishnu. Then everything is in order. Mosque yajnas are not possible. They were yajna in Sankirtan. But this rascal will not tell. If you say that is this simple yajna, you take it, chant Hare Krishna mantra, all problems will be solved. They will not believe it, they will not take it. They are so misfortunate. Shastra says, yajnai saṅkīrtanai prāyī yajanti hi sumedhasa. Sumedhasa there. Those who have got good brain, they take up this yajna process. Sumedhasa. And another word is alpamedhasa. Less brain substance. Tad bhavati alpamedhasa. Antavattu phalamtesa. Jad bhavati alpamedhasa. They are doing all other things. But not yajna. Therefore, alpamedhasa. Their brain substance is small. And here is sumedhasa. Yajnai saṅkīrtanai prāyī. Yajanti hi sumedhasa. That is the sign of merit. You do something which will produce good result. And if you cats and dogs, if you simply jump over, what will you do? That Lilavati Munshi of Bombay, she is the wife of a big man, K.M. Munshi. So she was asking, Swamiji, how you made like this? Everyone is surprised. Because no one has done like this. I say that because I have taken the proper method. Therefore it is done so nicely. The method must be right. It may be simple, but it must be right method.
He is Gujarati,
Dilawati
Munshi.
Yes. Bharatiya Vijay Bhavan. Bharatiya Vijay Bhavan. She invited me this time.
She invited us.
Yes. She is very educated. Now, her husband made very great attempt for publishing book. But there is no sufficient customer, now the place is going to be sold. Uh-huh. And nobody customer. And there is later setting place. Now it is obsolete. So, they are purpose. She wanted that I shall purchase, what shall I do with this place? Later setting is now abolished. Uh-huh. There is not good job now. There must be litho place. What is called? Offset.
Offset.
If Krishna is the power that gives the demigods the ability to render everything, then why is it recommended in the Nectar Devotion that a Vaishnava should worship Ganapati? Why is it recommended in the Nectar Devotion that a Vaishnava should worship Ganapati?
Vaishnava worship everyone. Just like we worship also ordinary man. If it gives us facility to worship Krishna, we go to somebody and worship him, flatter him, because he will give some money and it will be engaged in Krishna's service. The man is not worshipable, but he will help us to worship Krishna, thereby he will be helped and we will be also helped. And Krishna will be satisfied. Krishna will be satisfied that my devotee has brought some money from this rascal. All right. Maybe. So Ganapati is also a devotee. So Ganapati, it is not required, but sometimes we do. Just like gopis, they worship Goddess Durga, Katayani. They did not require, but the social system is there. But they ask that Mother Katayani give us the opportunity to have Krishna as our husband. The aim is Krishna. Generally, they go to worship Devi Durga for asking material benefit. Dhanam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Jasho Dehi, the things which you want in material. But the gopis, they do not go for any material things, for Krishna. Similarly, we can go to any demigod. Why Ganapati everywhere? But our prayer should be, please give us Krishna. Then it is correct. Whatever possible facilities available from any person, we beg for it for Krishna's service, not for our personal benefit. They forget Krishna when they go to worship some other demigod. They forget Krishna. Kamasthastha hitagyana. Because they have got so strong material desires that they forget Krishna. That is harmful. Alpavattu phalam tesham. They get some benefit out of the demigod, but that will not stay. Alpavattu. Antavattu. Antavattu phalam tesham. But if you take Krishna, then it is not antavattu. It will go on increasing. If you take to Krishna consciousness, it will never end. It will increase. Anandambadhi vardhanam. Increasing. The ocean does not increase. But Krishna consciousness is such a great ocean that it increases only. Anandambadhi vardhanam. irrigation.
Is it not better just to say, Krishna, whatever you decide, whatever you give me, that I will accept, like Kunti?
Why shall I take from Krishna? I should give.
No, I mean, instead of praying to demigods to give me something, saying,
yes,
whatever you decide, Krishna.
A devotee never prays to Krishna. They had to undergo so much trouble. But still, they never pray to Krishna.
Yeah.
They know that Krishna will give us ultimately protection. Let us do our duty. Tattenu kampasu sumikshamana. When a devotee is in difficulty, he is not disturbed. He thinks it is Krishna's wish that I should suffer like this. It is not suffering, it is my place. Just like when a patient is undergoing surgical operation, there is pain, but he knows it is better for me. Therefore he agrees, yes sir, go on with your knife. So when you surrender to Krishna, and Krishna says that I shall give you protection, so even in our distressed condition, we must know that we are being protected by Krishna. Because we create so-called distress and happiness. Actually, this world is distress. Here, the so-called happiness is also distress. So why a devotee should be disturbed by distress condition?
You said that Krishna consciousness is not difficult, but to remain determined, that is difficult. Determination is difficult. So yeah. How do we...
That determination comes by tapasya. Therefore, we have got rules and regulations. If you follow the rules and regulations, then you will be determined. Otherwise, you will be victim of maya. The rules and regulations is there just to keep you fixed up in your determination. But we don't follow, then you fall down. Just like physician says, you don't take this along in medicine. You take this. That is rules and regulations. If you follow, then you do not become victim of disease again. If you don't follow, then what the physician will do.
But it also requires determination to follow the tapasya.
If he cannot, then he's cat and dog. He's not a human being. Why he should accept initiation? Let him remain a cat and dog. He promises to follow, and if he cannot follow, then he's nothing but cat and dog. In the court, they take promises that in the name of God, in the name of Bible. So that means he'll speak the truth. Similarly, before the fire, before deity, before guru, before devotees, he's promising something. And if he does not follow, then he's cat and dog. He cannot advance. That's not possible. That is the distinction between cat and dog and human. Cat and dog, they cannot promise. It is not possible. But a human being can promise. And if he keeps his promise, then he's human. Otherwise, cat and dog. Word of honor. The cats and dogs, they have no sense of honor. Either you kick him or a pat. He does not know what is the difference. That is cat and dog. He does not know the distinction. A human being knows. So, what is promise? What is word of honor?
That the Vaishyas, they are considered to be the capitalist, and the Shudras, they are considered to be the communist. Then you mentioned that eventually the communists will take over the capitalist. So how long do you think that will happen?
What's the use? Why shall I think like that? Let them go to hell and let us go back to home, back to Godhead. Why shall I waste our time? We can advise them, do this, we'll be happy. If they do not take, then we don't bother any. We are not social welfare worker or political worker. We are worker for Krishna. The people are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Let us try to make them Krishna. That is our only interest. Otherwise, we have no interest in this country. Let them do their own duty and suffer as enjoy. As Krishna says, samoham sarva-bhutas. Samo, samata. We are not social worker or political worker. We are Krishna worker. So we give advice to them that you become Krishna conscious and all problems will be solved. That is our duty. And to advise him, to convince him, to give him all facilities. Still he does not tell. We are not going to see how long he will suffer, how he will stop. Let them do their own thing. Yes, Krishna says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja. Give up all nonsense engagement, just become my devotee. We say that then. But if somebody does not give up, asana, then Krishna also does not interfere. Let him suffer. How long one suffers? He can stop his suffering immediately. But if he does not take the medicine, then what can be done? Krishna says, Antang Sarvapapi Bhamokhusan. If Krishna withdraws all his sinful activities, then where is the question of suffering? But he will not do. Now, because he is not surrendered soul to Krishna, so he is suffering from time immemorial. And nobody can say how long he'll suffer. He'll go on suffering. It cannot stop. Lord Krishna says, Mubha, Rasya. Naman Prabhupadante Mubha. He does not know. By simply surrendering to Krishna, everything will be nice. That he does not know. And if you advise, he will not accept. Matinna Krishna Parato Satova. That is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. That these rascals who have got this idea that by adjustment we shall be happy in this material world, they'll never understand what is Krishna consciousness. they'll never understand. Because their aim is that picture we gave in Back to Godhead, anchor.
Yes.
Their anchor is to remain here and enjoy. That is their main disease. They do not, just like the Russian aeronautics has gone so high. You are seeing, where is Moscow? The anchor is there in the Moscow. That means he has to come down. Arijya kichena parang padang tata patanti atha anadita chismadam. So everyone wants to keep this anchor or this material attachment. They say that, yes, I am ready to accept Krishna consciousness, provided Krishna gives us so many material. Just like in Germany, so many women went to pray in the Second World War. Oh, my husband may come back, my father may come back. But nobody came back. And all of them became atheists. They take Krishna, a god, as their servant. Not to become servant of Krishna. I pray so much, Krishna, God, give us our daily bread. I did not give, therefore give it.
What is the Vedic explanation of the working principle of the brain? How our brain is working?
Brain is working because the living entity soul is there. Just like I am typing and he is typing. I have got the latest mechanical improved typist. And he has got old bygone age typist. Similarly, according to our karma capacity, Krishna gives us facility. So brain is that facility. Krishna gives us. Not that, as so far as the brain substance is concerned, a dog's brain and your Professor Einstein's brain is the same. Is the brain same? But because Professor Einstein is advanced in knowledge, he is working differently. Otherwise, when Einstein, the soul is off from the body and the dog is off from the body, you will see the brain equally the same. So this, your scientists, they do not know.
They said that there are about 9 billion cells called neurons.
That's right. Just like we have given already. Why 9 billion cells are there? Because you can work with it. I have been electric running on typewriter because I know how to work it. Otherwise, this electric machine, the whole electric machine, they are made of the same iron. But if I know how to work it, then I can utilize this machine. And for a layman, it is all the same. So that is karma. According to karma, we get a body. The body's machinery is also well equipped, as I can work. This is nature's gift. Not that this brain is first class, that brain is first class, last class. All brain is last class. It is matter. The man who is working, the soul is working, he is first class, second class, third class. It is said clearly, Ishara Sarvabhutana Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rurhani Maya. He is offered a jantra, a machine made by material energy. But that is under the direction of Krishna. Krishna asks the material energy, give a good machine, he can work. Good or bad, as he wants. As he wants. That's right. Jantra Rurhani Maya. It is all bad. Either this electric machine or that manual machine. They are all matter. So anything material, that is bad. But he wants it. All right, give it. That is good. He wants this facility. And before these motor cars, people were walking on foot. All business was being done. But we wanted a machine like that. So Krishna has given us brain to manufacture this one. But what will benefit by this? Therefore Krishna says, sir, you give up all this nonsense proposal. But they will not do that. They will create another nonsense desire. That desire should be stopped. That is desireless. Because they will go on simply proposing some nonsense desire. That is their material existence. Now they have discovered this, made this motor car. Now there is problem. No power.
Gasoline.
And if the gasoline is stopped, then your whole endeavor is gone. So this is their business. They are manufacturing something which will entangle him more and more. That he does not know.
Now they have reduced the output of big cars.
You see?
Because previously they were making big cars.
Now how the business is another problem. The factory, how will so many men. So they will create problem. Therefore Krishna says, you give up all this nonsense.
The airlines have laid off so many thousands of people because there isn't enough gasoline to fly all the airplanes. So they're just laying off people. They're becoming unemployed now.
Yes, one after another, problem will come.
Coming to the brain again.
Yeah. Some people are working. Why some people are insane?
Huh?
For example, the mechanism of working in the brain. Some of the chemical pathways, they say, change, block. So some people become insane.
Insane?
Yes, insane means...
Yes, he cannot work. That's all. Even if I give you a good machine, he cannot, just like, I do not have to work. So, similarly, if one does not know how to work, then it is useless machine.
They're thinking that by... certain types of chemicals, they can correct things like depression and unhappiness.
Yes.
They say it's all just a chemical situation in the brain.
Mm. But that they propose so many nonsense, but they cannot do it.
They're making experiments on rats now.
That's all right. They've gone experimenting life after life. That is their foolishness.